Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, May 13th, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, and I'll be reading verses 1 through 17. The title in my Bible says, Jesus Sends Out the 12. When Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He told them, "Take nothing for the journey, no staff, no bag, no bread, no money, no extra shirt. Whatever house you enter, stay there until you leave that town. If people do not welcome you, leave their town and shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them." So they set out and went from village to village, proclaiming the good news and healing people everywhere. Now Herod the Tetrarch heard about all that was going on, and he was perplexed, because some were saying that John had been raised from the dead, others that Elijah had appeared, and still others that one of the prophets of long ago had come back to life. But Herod said, "I beheaded John. Who then is this I hear such things about?" And he tried to see him. When the apostles returned, they reported to Jesus what they had done. Then he took them with him, and they withdrew by themselves to a town called Bethsaida. But the crowds learned about it and followed him. He welcomed them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who needed healing. Late in the afternoon, the 12 came to him and said, "Send the crowd away so they can go to the surrounding villages and countryside and find food and lodging, because we are in a remote place here." He replied, "You give them something to eat." They answered, "We have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, unless we go and buy food for all this crowd." About 5,000 men were there. But he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50 each." The disciples did so, and everyone sat down. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke them. Then he gave them to the disciples to distribute to the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. And now let's turn over to the book of Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 149. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of his faithful people. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the people of Zion be glad in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the humble with victory. Let his faithful people rejoice in this honor and sing for joy in their beds. May the praise of God be in their mouths and a double-edged sword in their hands, to inflict vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with fetters, their nobles with shackles of iron, to carry out the sentence written against them. This is the glory of all his faithful people. Praise the Lord. Before we move on, I would just like to comment on Psalm 149 a little bit. I was talking with my friend Amanda, and we were talking about this psalm and the idea of worship being warfare. Remember in verse 6 it says, "May the praise of God be in their mouths and a double-edged sword in their hand. So the idea that we, when we praise the Lord, this is warfare against the evil one. And she brought up several stories in scripture, which I think are very enlightening. Think about back in 2 Chronicles, if you can, back to 2 Chronicles 20, when King Jehoshaphat is going up in battle and he sends out worshipers ahead of the troops. And the worshipers are saying, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever." And as they began to sing words of praise, God intervenes on the battlefield. Even before they get there, the enemies start fighting against one another and defeating themselves. It's an amazing story of worship and praise being warfare. And then we talked about the story of Paul and Silas when they're in prison in Acts chapter 16. And in the night, they are singing hymns and songs of praise. And do you remember what happens? An earthquake comes and their shackles are released and they can go out of the prison. It's an amazing story again of how when we worship, we are in warfare against the powers of evil in this world. And with that, let's move on to the book of Malachi. Today we are reading Malachi chapter 2, verses 1 through 16. And the title in my Bible says, Additional Warnings to the Priest. And now, you priest, this warning is for you. If you do not listen, and if you do not resolve to honor my name, says the Lord Almighty, I will send a curse on you, and I will curse your blessings. Yes, I have already cursed them, because you have not resolved to honor me. Because of you, I will rebuke your descendants. I will smear on your faces the dung from your festival sacrifices, and you will be carried off with it. And you will know that I have sent you this warning so that my covenant with Levi may continue, says the Lord Almighty. My covenant was with him, a covenant of life and peace, and I gave them to him. This called for reverence, and he revered me and stood in awe of my name. True instruction was in his mouth, and nothing false was found on his lips. He walked with me in peace and uprightness, and turned many from sin. For the lips of the priest ought to preserve knowledge, because he is the messenger of the Lord Almighty, and people seek instruction from his mouth. But you have turned from the way, and by your teaching have caused many to stumble. You have violated the covenant with Levi, says the Lord Almighty. So I have caused you to be despised and humiliated before all the people, because you have not followed my ways, but have shown partiality in matters of the law. Do we not all have one Father? Did not one God create us? Why do we profane the covenant of our ancestors by being unfaithful to one another? Judah has been unfaithful. A detestable thing has been committed in Israel and in Jerusalem. Judah has desecrated the sanctuary the Lord loves by marrying women who worship a foreign god. As for the man who does this, whoever he may be, may the Lord remove him from the tents of Jacob, even though he brings an offering to the Lord Almighty. Another thing you do, you flood the Lord's altar with tears. You weep and wail because he no longer looks with favor on your offerings or accepts them with pleasure from your hands. You ask, why? It is because the Lord is the witness between you and the wife of your youth. You have been unfaithful to her, though she is your partner, the wife of your marriage covenant. Has not the one God made you? You belong to him in body and spirit. And what does the one God seek? Godly offspring. So be on your guard and do not be unfaithful to the wife of your youth. The man who hates and divorces his wife, says the Lord, the God of Israel, does violence to the one he should protect, says the Lord Almighty. So be on your guard and do not be unfaithful. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Would you pray with me? Father, we come to you rejoicing in the fact that you have given us an opportunity to be your children. We praise you, Lord, that you have woken us up today to a new day of opportunity. Thank you, Lord, for the sun and the moon and for all the stars and all your beautiful creation, which reminds us of your handiwork. Thank you, Lord, for these bodies that you have given us. We praise you, Lord, for you say in the Psalms that we are wonderfully made. Thank you, Lord, that though we cannot understand all the things of life, you do. And we praise you, Lord, for Jesus, your Son, who has come to be our Savior. Thank you, Lord, for the many miracles that he performed that remind us of your greatness. Thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit who comes to live with us. We praise you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and ask that today, as we go through our day, we would retain a mindset of worship, and that for us would be warfare against a world that is filled with darkness, that is filled with the work of the evil one. And would you go before us, Lord, and fight our battles? And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.